Get a load of these wrestling nerds. Together, they've completely wasted a huge portion of their lives watching, enjoying, analyzing, loving, and hating pro wrestling. They're a couple of pro wrestling losers.
He's not lying. But
lifers. Pro wrestling lifers. That's what they are. Here's JR and Moose with the Pro Wrestling Lifers Podcast.
Are you ready, brother? I'm ready, man.
We got a big week ahead of us here. It's Wednesday, October 30th at the time we're doing this. Tomorrow.
A day away from Halloween, a day away from the big Crown Royal.
It should be Halloween Havoc.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of glad it's not.
No, well, I'd rather have it Halloween Havoc in Nashville.
That's what I'm saying.
Some kind of like...
Somewhere in the United States.
From the voodoo capital, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Something
actually
cool.
On my way in here, I was finishing up a watch-along with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad. They were doing...
My God, here you go. Talking about Bruce Pritchard again.
They were doing Halloween Havoc 98.
Brother Love!
And it was good, man. Yeah. It was cool stuff.
He's entertaining. I can't deny it. He's super, super entertaining.
And Jim Ross this week seriously had to bug up his ass. He was mad about everything. Listening to him as well.
What, in his podcast or on AEW?
No, on his podcast.
Oh, okay.
And when AEW comes here next month, I got tickets to go.
Oh, did you?
Yep, I'm going to be there. And I had to pass on the, you know, Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, Conrad kind of thing they're doing at Zany's after the show.
Why's
I had to
that?
Pass. I just felt like it was too much for me. Because you know you're going to be there in that
you're
building.
You're saying there's a dollar amount involved with this?
Yeah. Well, you got to think. And also a timing thing.
Right.
You know, because you're going to be in that municipal and your butt's going to be sore for what, 4 or 5 hours maybe?
True.
You know?
And municipal is not the best, I don't know, it's not the best arena.
No. But it's still cool.
It's classic. It's got some heritage to it. You know, if you go into the bathrooms or if you go walk around the hallways, on the walls, they've got these photocopied tickets of WWF events from back in the day. And their actual prices, you know, like $4.
Yeah.
And
the good old days.
Old NWA events and stuff like that. So
that's cool. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to breaking down what I'm able to see. And I'm doing it for the show, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I actually won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
What's the date?
It's I'd have to look at my calendar. It's whatever Wednesday. Let's see here. I believe it's the 13th.
Of November.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might be jumping the gun a little bit. I still haven't requested the night off yet, but
hey.
I'm sure it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's why you buy the plane tickets first and then ask for it off.
Exactly.
Hey, you got some news?
I have some news, actually, this week. I've been digging around, got a few paper cuts, a few burns, but I got some stuff for us.
I don't know what that means, but let's jump into it.
My first piece of in the news, Moose, and you're not going to believe this one.
I already don't believe it.
I can't wait to hear the shock in your voice.
It better be good.
It's a twofer.
Okay.
And I'm coming out the gate hot here, real hot, real steamy.
Give it to me.
Bobby Lashley is receiving death threats over his storyline with Lana.
Believable.
Yeah.
Completely believable.
Crazy.
Well, you got to think that. You don't believe me when I say this, that Rusev is beloved. He is beloved. He is.
You can't
probably
see, but I'm rolling my eyes right now.
He's probably the internet darling of wrestling.
Right.
That everybody wishes that they would give a shot to. And this is his shot. I mean, he's getting some great screen, you know, TV time.
He's
jumping in front of the camera, and it's turned out to be an angle that people can't, you know, stop watching.
Yeah.
As awkward as it may be in some parts, I'm not surprised.
And you know, this has to be a very serious thing if he actually brings it up, rather than just one or two people.
Right.
Like,
I'm going to kill you.
These are coming in like crazy. And I have a quote from Lashley.
Uh-oh.
He says, I get very, very bad comments. Ones that I don't want to say on camera right now. Vulgar death threats. You can only imagine the things being said to this poor guy. There's a lot of things, but you know, I'm not a hard person to find if anybody has something to say about me. Gosh.
Right.
Yeah, try saying that to Lashley's face. He says, they can just come and see me, not saying I'm going to fight every fan that disapproves of what we're doing, but I'm not going to back down from this stupidity.
Hey, look, we were talking about this earlier today when it comes to individuals, whether it's fans or people. We have people that are very educated, and we have people that are not.
Yeah.
And there's people that really get way too involved in the storylines, but it happens with every kind of TV show.
Yeah.
This is a TV show. It's a soap opera for guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people get way too into it. Think about Game of Thrones.
Right.
How many nerds have been running around here talking about Game of Thrones? Everything.
Like the dragons are real.
Oh, yeah. Totally real. I can't believe that person died. He didn't really die. It's just a movie.
Yeah.
Just a TV show.
Yeah, but I'm going to kill whoever offed him kind of thing. Come on, guys.
I get it because there's passion behind it. You're wearing an NWO, New World Order, Wolfpack jacket. There's passion.
We wouldn't be talking about this
if there wasn't passion. I get that. But
yeah.
You also got to be real about it.
Come on, guys.
You got to be real.
Get a grip.
Let it go.
Now, the positive side of that, if we can find one here, and I'll do my best to do so.
Rusev is all over TV.
Is that their segment was posted on the WWE YouTube channel.
Really?
And it is their fastest growing viewed video of the channel's history.
Which segment was on there, though?
The divorce court.
Oh, the one that was this week?
Yeah.
Where he got kicked into Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. And Lana revealed that he's a sex addict.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I missed that part.
Rusev is a sex addict. That's why she left him.
She can't handle all that stuff?
She can't handle it every day.
I wonder why that's... See, I caught bits and... full disclosure, this week, and I'm totally unprepared, but I caught bits and pieces of everything so far.
Yeah.
Not full disclosed pictures.
Right.
I did watch Inside and Out, the Firefly Funhouse, but that's about it. Everything else was bits and pieces. So yeah. I was watching and I saw him get kicked and I was like, oh man, this is really getting heated.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the verbiage and the talking points.
Yeah. And that's one of the things you're going to get with this podcast is I don't want wrestling. I don't want watching wrestling, which is one of the few like pure enjoyments I have in my life to ever feel like a job.
Right.
So you're going to get what we actually, you know, can, what information we can actually retain.
And we'll be honest too. If we don't know the answer or haven't seen it, we haven't seen it. We're not going to say, oh yeah, I saw that. No.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That was stupid.
Yeah. We're going to give you the honest opinions.
Yeah. But dude, it's just flying in views on YouTube.
I'm telling you, Rusev is beloved. Don't mess with Rusev.
We'll see.
There'll be a belt around his waist. Didn't I predict it? Wait, well, that was last year, though, wasn't it? It's 2019.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a belt around his waist.
Not
one
yet.
Of my predictions, I've got him somewhere tucked in my desk.
Yeah.
There's going to be a belt wrapped around Rusev's waist.
Well, right now he has about a...
He's got 2 months.
10-ounce bag of ice wrapped around his little Rusev's. So we'll see where that goes.
That was brutal. Twice, too.
Dude.
He came off the ropes and hit him with a big old knee and
he's an addict.
Right there.
He's an addict. He just needs some help, that's all.
He hit him in his favorite place.
Yeah.
His special purpose.
Golly. My next piece of in the news, and we're going to avoid any Johnson jokes here. WWE superstar Xavier Woods. Sorry, I can't say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
Xavier Woods shared an update on Twitter following his recent injury that he sustained while on tour in Australia. He underwent surgery to repair a torn Achilles tendon, which I think was just yesterday or today. While no timetable has officially been announced, Pro Wrestling Insider is reporting that the New Day member could be out of action for low-end 6 months, but more than likely all the way up to a full year.
Yeah, it's not...
How does the New Day survive?
I think the New Day survives fine because I don't think he's going to be in action. But as soon as the man can walk, if he can talk,
and he can talk,
he's going to be, I mean, after a surgery, once he's recovered a little bit to where he can actually sit down and he's going to be back up on up, up, down, down, doing stuff like that.
Yep.
I'm sure he's going to be doing some promos. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of, you're not going to miss, well, you're going to miss him, but not for long. You're not going to miss Xavier Woods' face. Or as words.
Right.
But talk about an awful injury.
Dude.
I mean, seriously.
That's, to me, I've always had this weird fear that while you're going to get into your car, someone's going to sneak up from underneath you and clip your Achilles right off.
Oh, my God.
So when this happened to him, I was like, that bastard got Xavier Woods.
You watch way too many horror movies.
Yeah, probably.
That's not what I thought, but No, I think it's I think yeah, the New Day will survive, and I think it's actually going to be more creative. The thing I worry about the most is, man, he can really get that arc on those pancakes as he tosses them.
Right.
I mean, with the Achilles in the back,
can you get the full rotation?
Yeah, I don't think you can get the whole.
I don't know.
I keep maybe 10 rows, maybe possibly. Yeah.
Only only time will tell.
I don't think he can hit the second balcony at all.
No, probably not. My next piece of in the news, Moose, it looks like NXT is getting another hour of TV time.
Hold on. It's 2 hours right now.
Yes.
So they're going for three?
Sort of. Let me explain.
Okay.
WWE announced that they will air a one-hour replay of WWE NXT on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock following the new live episode. So essentially, they're going to take last week's, condense it into an hour to get you caught up before you watch the live broadcast.
Okay, that makes sense. I think you said after before. So it's going to be an hour before of last week before this week's.
It'll air 7 p.m. Eastern.
Perfect.
You'll get an hour recap, all the big stuff that happened, all the big stories to follow.
Right.
As you kind of, you know, boom, right into the live episode.
Right. Is that start this week?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to see a lot of Finn Balor and a lot of boot to the face.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. How smooth was that, by the way? Can we just take a second to talk about mid taking off the jacket? Boom! Rocks him.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Out of left field.
Did not see it coming.
See, and this is the thing I love about this the most, is WWE wrestling in general, WCW did this back in the day. The only surprise that they had was Hogan when his turn happened, but it almost was a... It was almost, you know.
Well, Heenan almost spoiled it while he was walking down the ring.
Because he said.
But what side is he on?
Right.
Oh, would you stop?
Here's the thing. A lot of the times you see the look or you see the, am I gonna? Am I not gonna? Am I gonna? This was out of nowhere. Yeah. And it was like, what?
And how smooth and cool was Finn Balor just wearing the all black? He's got the beard coming in.
But. Whose side is he really on?
He's part of the Undisputed Era.
Who's,
he's the new leader of the crew.
Whose side is he really on?
I already know.
Nope.
Yep.
No.
I talked to Finn before we went live today.
Finn does not talk to you.
Yeah.
A. B. We still don't know. And will we know after tonight's NXT?
4444 live.
I don't think so. I think there's going to be... I think Finn Balor might be a lone wolf. I think Finn Balor might be... creating his own.
Maybe he's going to bring back the wolf pack.
Maybe he's going to bring in his own wolf pack.
Never know. That'd be cool.
They'll go to Vegas and have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. So from NXT to the main roster, it looks like your boy, the one that you're just crazy about, The Fiend, competed in a steel cage match after Raw went off the air Monday night.
Right.
It says, following WWE Raw last night, The Fiend competed in a dark match to close the show, where he battled against, of course, Seth Rollins inside the steel cage. And the match saw Rollins defend his Universal title, where Rollins, picking up the win by escaping after a five-minute match, and he gave him the stomp several times to escape the cage. Suddenly the lights go out, The Fiend puts him in the mandible claw, and he does that whole thing. Boy, am I glad I didn't see that.
Here, I mean, we're going to talk about this because we got our crown jewel. I want to say crown royal so bad.
I know you do.
Such an alcoholic. I think that with crown jewel happening tomorrow, which I'm excited to watch it as I am
too.
All pay-per-views. But there's so many people thinking of this as such a throwaway pay-per-view, which in some aspects
it's for a different, you know, it kind of pertains to what's happening for our weekly TV, but then it kind of doesn't. It's a weird gray area.
Yeah, but when it comes to this time around, are they going to kind of tie it in? And you've got Bray Wyatt and Seth Rollins again. What's going to happen? This is something I really can't wait to speculate on. I don't want them to screw this up because The Fiend is the best thing and has been the best thing going for WWE in how long?
Well, second best thing.
Besides what?
Bayley.
Whatever. Or the third best thing besides Bayley and Lacey Evans, right?
I stand by that.
Whatever. All right. Well, is that the news? You got one more.
Oh, no. That's not it.
Uh-oh.
Just when you thought that was it, it's not. Okay? I need you to cue up the video I sent you an email today.
Yeah, let me.
Now, for my final piece of in the news, Moose, Hulk Hogan gets into a heated exchange with a fan. So this video you're about to press play on surfaced from this past weekend, which features WWE Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan getting into a heated exchange with a fan. Now, in this video, Hogan is explaining to the fan that he deserves some time to himself to relax before getting into an argument with Hulk, telling him to go outside.
And I think what I saw from this video, was this before Monday Night Raw? Because I think he was wearing the same stuff.
It was, well, come on.
I mean, he was wearing the same shirt.
It's just a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
But if you notice in the video, Hulk has a crutch, and we'll link this video below so you can kind of watch along. And Moose, have that censor button ready, because I think Hulk drops a couple expletives.
Really?
Yeah, like you did a couple of weeks
ago. Saying your prayers and...
Eating
your vitamins?
Fucking vitamins.
No, man. It's like you make your live outside.
Okay, he's walking through, it looks like the airport eatery area.
Yeah.
He's got a bag of souvenirs.
Right, and let's tease it down just a little bit, because it's the audio isn't all that great, but you can make it out.
You know what, brother? I got the right to have a few moments by myself. Let me tell you something, brother. Last time I drank a strong temperature, me and your wife got together.
Whoa! Hold on, if you missed that, the last time I drank a Shirley Temple was when me and your wife got together, brother.
Wow, he must have ticked him off.
Dude.
I mean, I get being celebrities where you don't get a lot of free time because people always want your picture, but isn't that why you want to become a celebrity in the first place?
Right, well, it seemed like this guy was just heckling him and being just disruptive. When Hulk's walking around with a crutch, he's just trying to have some time to himself.
He's not even using the crutch, though. He's kind of like waving it around like it's like a wristband or something.
Maybe it's just there for protection.
Dude, the mustache is on point, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, brother, you need to calm down. Because you know what? You have no idea what you're doing.
Hold on. Yeah, edit. But hopefully we edited that.
Yeah.
Calm down, man.
All right, this guy just looks like this normal, everyday dude.
He just looks like a school teacher.
Everybody else is holding a beer and their cell phone doing video.
Yeah, and Hulk's telling him to calm down because you don't know what you're going to get yourself into.
I tell you, these guys, I mean, I know that they put on a show for a living, but it's like when a fan gets in the ring, it sets them off.
Yeah, tell me Hulk couldn't just grab this guy by his neck and choke him unconscious.
Even with, three new hips?
Yeah.
I mean, I think so.
I love you too, Hulk.
Have a good night, brother. I love you. So they're ready to just throw hands. And, you know, in typical Hulk fashion, the whole just, he baby faces the whole situation.
Oh, my God.
I love you, brother.
That's awesome. You know, I give it up for guys that do put themselves in the public eye, because it's not a fun thing.
No.
You know, in radio, we get a small
sliver
of that public eye, more than people think that we do. And when it kind of goes overboard, it's not comfortable.
No.
And, you know, you never know when somebody's going to come up to you at a certain situation. I mean, mostly with me, since I'm super tall, 6'5", it's usually, you know, a little old lady would come up to me in a grocery store asking me to get the bread off the top shelf.
Dude, how many times have you had that happen? Same here. Excuse me, young man. Excuse me.
And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this probably person's listening to Jack or something like that. Nope,
and
nope.
I go, you know, I could totally reach for these, you know, this bread up here for, or I could just RKO this old lady out of nowhere. She would never see it. Okay, here you are, ma'am. But I'd lie to you if I said it didn't cross my mind.
Yeah, cross-faced chicken wing right there in the middle of the floor.
Get over it!
Yeah, the things that go through our minds and what actually happens.
Oh, yeah.
Should be a movie like that.
Yeah, because I always think about when Stone Cold beat up Booker T in the grocery store.
Yeah?
Price check on a jackass! I love that. That right there is going to conclude in the news, and I hope you have an outro bed for me.
Nope.
All right. Well, moving forward then.
All right. We got lots to. So we touched on the whole. You know, let's talk about the Rusev thing. Okay. So Rusev is just a maniac. Apparently,
he's a sex maniac.
He's a maniac in the bedroom.
Which
brings up shades of. And I wonder.
Which brings up 50 Shades of Grey is what it does.
50 Shades of Val Venus
of Rusev. You know? Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're going back to this Val Venus kind of thing with him a little bit.
Well, Val did it for his employment.
That's
Rusev
true.
Was just an addict.
Yeah, he was just okay. Yeah, you're
it
right.
It was Val's job.
Val was a professional.
He was, yeah,
in a towel.
He was.
He's a professional in a towel. Rusev is obviously just a maniac. So, and he likes what he likes. I mean,
Hey,
I mean, Lana's, I mean, that's...
It's his wife. What do you want?
You know, come on.
Come on.
That's probably a bad choice of words. Anyway, so how is this thing's not going to get solved at Crown Jewel.
No, he's going to have to do some therapy.
I think he's going to have to do some therapy, but is he on one of the teams? Yes, he is on team, which one is he on? He is on Team Hogan.
Yeah.
So he was
the second guy added to the team.
Okay, and then Bobby Lashley is on Team Flair.
Now, I'm wondering if these two are actually going to get their hands on each other during the match, or are they going to make us wait for that?
I think that's not going to get solved this time.
Right.
Will they get their hands on each other? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably a couple love taps here and there. Maybe another kick to the groin somehow might come up. But, you know, I think it's going to be them... kind of, and this will be more in the predictions what we'll talk about too, is those two will get involved and then disappear somewhere.
Yeah. Wait a second. You know what just crossed my mind?
No.
If Rusev is a sex addict.
Right.
Why is it every cutscene we've seen of Lashley and Lana, they're in some hotel bed?
Exactly.
She's a sex addict too.
It's probably her problem.
Yeah, not Rusev.
Yeah, I don't know. This has got to be uncomfortable. Think about, though, Rusev.
What is Lashley, then?
Rusev and Lana actually live here in Nashville.
Yeah.
And
they're always doing the nasty.
But here's the thing. How comfortable would you be as a professional? Just as a professional. Not even with Bobby Lashley, with any wrestler, making out with your wife just for an angle.
Yeah.
How uncomfortable is that going to be?
Gosh, that's tough.
That's giving it up for the business. You know what I mean? And they're both a part of the business. They both love the business.
They're both performers, and or you could go as far as to say actor, actress, whatever. But it's just, I don't know, man. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. That's
it'd be like on set, right?
I guess it would be, but I don't know. I was talking about that the other day when it came up on the screen, and my wife and I were talking about it. It's just like, I don't know about how comfortable that would be. That would be so uncomfortable.
Dude.
What's not uncomfortable is that the Firefly Funhouse is back.
What?
Rambling Rabbit is alive because he was healed with one of his hands.
He's my favorite.
And then killed again immediately.
Well, he has a short shelf life.
I wonder why people are so... It's so funny how I think Seth Rollins is so jealous of this whole Firefly Funhouse because Rambling Rabbit is more popular than him.
Yeah.
And he dies every week.
He does.
I don't know. Look, this whole situation, when does it end?
I don't know. And how bored are you of it already?
Well, it's not doing anything for The Fiend except making him look like a monster.
It's not doing anything for Seth Rollins. It's kind of making him look like a wimp.
It's killing Seth Rollins. I came out to, I was watching some recaps of WWE, and I couldn't help to think of why this shirt was worn by Becky Lynch. But did you see the shirt she was wearing?
Which one?
She's like, I don't care about your feelings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The man shirt or whatever. And I thought, I wonder if that's kind of a message about what's going on with Seth. Because
I don't know.
So many people hate this.
Yeah.
So many people were like, oh.
Well, it's invoking a reaction at least.
It is. But is it the right reaction? And long term, how is this going to work?
Any reaction is better than no reaction,
true.
Right?
True. I totally agree with you on that. But is it going to work or not?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the proof is in the pudding, and it hasn't. I mean, how...
Well, depends on what kind of pudding you're talking about.
Yeah, I like really enjoyed Hell in the Cell up until that moment.
Yeah, but...
I thought it was a good show.
It was a decent show. It wasn't one of their best. Along pay-per-views, it's probably one of the second worst ones, and not just because of... The quality is upped this year compared to late last year, but when it comes to the overall feel of the event. And plus the red light, are they going to do that again?
I really hope not. We like that was just...
Are you in an open air arena this time too?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah. I don't know how you're going to pull that off.
I think that's going to happen. But one thing they don't have to worry about pulling off, except for there's some big news on this. I was going to talk about the Paige, you know,
dude, how
Kabuki
cool was
Warriors.
That? You know what? The moment her song hit to open up the show, I go, for some weird reason, it crossed my mind. I go, if Paige walks out in her gear, this place is going to lose it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I don't think she's, but I think that, you know, again, you're getting rumors like Paige has this neck injury. Same thing as Edge. Yep. Same thing as Sheamus. Same thing as a bunch of different...
Nikki Bella,
professional wrestlers. But for some reason, Edge has been cleared for so long now
yeah.
to wrestle. Does that mean we might see Edge...
One more match!
...at another Crown Jewel type
right.
event?
You can't turn that down, right?
I mean, there's some pretty decent money in it, I hear.
Yeah.
You know, but no, with Paige, I love the angle of these two... because it was kind of a question mark that never was answered.
Yeah,
you know, these
and we finally got that wrapped up.
Decided to go their own way, spit Paige in the face,
yep.
and then get it on with Becky Lynch. So,
and they're kind of like, you know, the Kabuki Warriors now have that kind of all-for-one, all-for-all kind of thing. It's just them against the world.
I love it.
And it's super cool.
I love hearing
Asuka ramble on the mic and then Kairi Sane say her whatever line and she can't stop laughing at herself. She thinks it's so good.
Right.
I like it, man.
I do too. And I'm glad that they brought back the influence of the Great Muta and yep. so many others where you're spewing the green mist.
Yeah.
This is again where why Bray Wyatt Firefly Funhouse is so different, unique, and such a good thing going. Asuka and what she's got with the Kabuki Warriors, that is bringing not only old school back,
yeah.
but it's also bringing something fresh and new to the women's division.
Yeah,
that's why eyes are on WWE's women's division more than the men's.
Right, and you know what's cool is the Kabuki Warriors are going to defend their tag titles on NXT tonight.
Yeah, that's right. There's going to be two big tag team things going on tonight. We got AEW's crowning their first ever tag team champions.
Yep. And those titles will be awarded by the Rock and Roll Express, of course.
And who's the Kabuki Warriors facing tonight? I believe
it's a team of Tegan Nox and the other
That's
girl's
right.
name
it's,
is escaping
Dakota
me.
Kai.
Dakota Kai, yes.
Tegan Nox.
Kicking Dakota Kai.
Yeah, I don't see the Kabuki Warriors losing this match
No,
tonight.
But it should be cool.
It should be a lot of fun to watch.
I hope it's not like super ultra competitive per se.
I think Kabuki Warriors are going to be looking strong.
Yeah.
I guarantee you after this, they're going to look real strong. And they're going to... Tegan Nox, after all the injuries, her two new knees, basically.
What a good comeback.
Dakota Kai, they're going to put on a good show. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I really think it's going to be probably one of the coolest things of the
night. Well, what's kind
of
neat is it's the only women's tag team titles in the entire company. So I think it's really cool that... It's like, hey, we're going to defend these belts wherever we go.
And they said they were going to do that before, and they just never did.
Right.
They never, ever did, which was unfortunate because the Iconics were a fantastic tag team.
They were.
I don't know. But there is big news. Crown Jewel has got the first ever women's match.
Yeah, while we're on the topic of women's wrestling, it looks like... The beloved Lacey Evans, the sassy Southern Belle.
The JR beloved.
The best thing since sliced bread.
Did you get your tattoo yet?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Is going to face Natty Neidhart.
Yeah.
First ever women's match in Saudi Arabia. Very progressive of them.
I wonder how this is going to work because we all know, or if you're not familiar, and I don't know if we're fully versed in all the... aspects of the culture.
What are they going to wear?
Yeah, what is it they're going to wear and how is it going to be presented? Or is it going to be something that's previously taped and put on a big screen?
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm happy for it. They tried to push this last time, didn't work. This time, however it happened, it came to a fruition. So
yeah, and I think it's a big deal. You know, people on Twitter, Instagram, they're like, oh, we got real excited when we heard, you know, there's going to be a female match finally in Saudi Arabia. And then it's Lacey and Natty. I'm like, you're a freaking idiot. That's going to be a good match. Like, those are two great competitors. People just like to bitch about stuff is what I've ultimately come to.
Well, that's what we do here. So, yeah. I mean, we pretty much enjoy it. Tonight on the rest of the NXT show that's going on, you're going to see Finn Balor explain his actions. What do you think he's going to have to say about all that?
He's going to toss up the double guns. He's going to throw up the Undisputed Era, and they're going to
shock the system.
I don't think so, dude.
Yeah, man.
I think he is going to be.
And I think he's bringing more in with him.
That's the thing. That's why I think you're missing this. Is I don't think it's him and the Undisputed Era.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't think this is it. I think he's going to turn on everybody.
Moose, he's gonna bring in conspiracy theories.
He's going to bring in more people. He's going to bring in maybe a Cesaro or maybe somebody else.
Boring,
dude. It could be one or two different kind of scenarios.
No.
It's an outsider scenario.
No,
could be.
It's an insider scenario.
Could be, or it could be more of a Sting scenario. Where he's going to be a lone wolf and he just takes out all the people he can't stand. Kind of like sitting in the rafters kind of scenario.
No, you're wrong. He's part of the Undisputed Era and they're going to be freaking sweet.
I don't think so. Keith Lee and Matt Riddle team up to battle the Undisputed Era. That should be good.
Keith Lee is a bad man. That's a huge dude too.
He's a big boy, but it doesn't see the rest of everything that kind of they've got in the previews. Doesn't really kind of say that's an awesome show.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'll be watching that one live.
I don't know. AEW Dynamite tonight. We've got Ricky and Morty. Ricky and Morty.
The cartoons?
It says Rick and Morty.
Why?
Oh, no. That's the Rock and Roll Express.
Okay.
Rock and Roll Express will appear tonight. I think they're going to help crown the first ever AEW Tag Team
Champions. I just said that.
That'll be cool. Let's see here. Jericho and Cody's contract signing. So they're doing contract signings. This is the first ever one in AEW. Good original idea.
Right. And it has to end in a fight.
What do you think it will? There's only been one or two that I've ever seen in WWE that hasn't ended in a fight. And one of them is this,
Strowman and Fury.
Yeah. Tyler Fury. So, I don't know. Or does, somebody drop out of the ceiling and stand on the table? And just it turns into a three-way match?
No.
I still don't get full gear. I still don't understand full gear.
Well, they're going to wrestle in their full gear.
I get it. I get that part of it, but it's not Halloween Havoc.
I know.
It's not any kind of cool name. SCU and the Lucha Bros.
It's not Great Balls of Fire.
Be up for the World Tag Team Championships, the first ever.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the first ever AEW World Tag Team Championships.
All right, versus who, though? It's the SCU Uncensored.
And Lucha Bros.
Yeah, SoCal's got that one.
Dude, it's going to be a phenomenal match, no matter what. Adam Page, Sammy Guevara, that's going to be a great match. Moxley isn't impressive to me just yet.
He's boring.
He's just not impressive to me just yet. So we'll see. It should be a good show. But yeah, we've got Crown Jewel. You want to talk about it?
I kind of do, but I wanted to get on the topic of Moxley. I wanted to kind of jump onto that real quick because
talk about it.
I recently watched some like super sit down interview, you know, Moxley did with Jericho while they were in New York. Jungle Boy was there, a bunch of the other talent, and they were kind of just talking about the show. And I was like, listening to Moxley answer the questions, his look, his demeanor, his speech, his delivery. Everything was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, why don't I see this on TV? It was driving me crazy.
I got to say, on the look, his look on TV is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, the mocks on the back of the jacket, the way he kind of spins and rolls.
I'm glad he actually wears wrestling trunks now.
Yeah, the way he kind of spins and rolls around the ring and he has that groove to him. I think he's got that cool vibe.
Yeah.
But then it just kind of falls apart.
What's the disconnect?
I don't know. What is he there for? Is he there just to, you know, is he the Joker? Is he just there to see things burn?
I don't know.
Or what is he there to do? You know, what is his reason for being there? And I'll be full disclosure, I haven't seen a full storyline with him just yet play out. So, you know, I've listened to a lot of it. I've watched a little bit of it. I've caught things here and there, but usually when you see something, if you're not just drawn to watch it, you know, the only thing I've been drawn to watch was his match with Pac, which was phenomenal.
Right.
A little over the top in some aspects because they were doing some 360s to the floor and stuff like that. And you knew it was going to go to a time limit draw. But the match itself, I mean, it was a great match. But what does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
And that's the question.
I think that that's where AEW still is missing the boat is where does the story go?
It's like for me, when I jumped on, you know, being a Dean Ambrose fan a while back, all of a sudden, I asked myself, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
What was it about this guy that I enjoyed? And I can't even answer that question.
But see, in WWE, I think he was the same thing. He was just looking for, after he became part, you know, when he was part of the Shield, obviously the Shield was there to disrupt everything in the
team. And if you kind of remember when the Shield first came out, Dean was the dude.
Yeah, he was
everybody
the wildest
loved him.
And craziest.
He was a wild
one.
Child, yep.
I mean, he would bust a forehead muscle and a vein just trying to talk.
Yeah.
So it was really entertaining to watch that. But then afterwards, it was like, where can I cause chaos? What's the issue? I've got this plant I call Fred or whatever, you know. I mean, which that was a cool storyline.
One of the coolest things he did was when
with Jericho.
His match with Jericho was really bad. But one of the things that he did that I really liked was when he took his vest from the Shield and he's sitting outside on that car and he lights up the trash can, the barrel on fire, and he throws it in the can.
But where did that go?
Nowhere.
Absolutely
nowhere.
That's
the thing. You immediately are like, wow, that's cool. I can kind of gravitate to that. But then nothing.
See, AEW is...
What does it all mean?
AEW is definitely a spectacle.
Yeah.
No question about it. It's almost... I stumbled upon this old video of Kenny Omega wrestling an 8-year-old in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Japan.
Yep.
And I'm guessing that's where things are going there. I mean, are they going to start doing this kind of showmanship?
He also had a match with a blow-up doll.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't ever want to see that.
Yep.
Well, and that's where I kind of go, you know what? AEW is a spectacle. It's definitely a car crash. There's some things there you want to watch. I like Cody. I like Dustin.
Because Cody's the only serious thing going, him and Jericho.
Yeah,
whenever
Jericho
they're on the
Cody,
screen, you switch.
Yeah, I want to watch what's going on there. I don't see too much anything else that just says, oh, I got to watch this.
Yeah.
Unlike NWA Power.
Oh, man. I'm
Dude,
glad you brought it up.
I mean, NWA Power is so... And, of course, I'm 40, almost 9, almost, with a niner.
Woo!
Hey, I'm almost there. But, you know, and you're not quite there. You're about a decade behind me. But the whole point is, even this storytelling, though they're not the best storytellers, they get it out.
It's easy to follow.
They do it in the ring. Jim Cornette ties it all together in a bow.
Dude, how good is he?
And, you know, they don't, like this last week, they had a match that was the six-man tag team match that was the end of it all.
Yep.
And they had Nick Aldis and they had...
I love Nick Aldis so much. Like, he's literally, he makes me want to go out and buy the 10 pounds of gold.
Well, and it was good because you had, like, a lot of the heavy hitters. You had Team Storm, Team Aldis. You had James Storm, Cowboy James Storm. He's not the best promo guy.
Sorry about your luck.
But he's still... Even with some of the, you know, he had Colt Cabana, Mr. Anderson in there, and of course they had the champs, the wild cards.
Yeah,
Russ
I like
Isaac
them too,
and Thomas Latimer, mm-hmm. Latimer, and those guys. I mean, jacked those
dude,
the tag team champs. I mean, all those guys are jacked.
Yeah. Besides Josephus,
but I was watching this and even watching like the Tim Storm match earlier and stuff like that. Everything means. Every little thing means the most.
Yep.
You know, the women's match was won by a surprise roll-up, which is kind of overdone in WWE. But here, you don't ever see it. You see somebody win, you see somebody lose, or you see somebody cheat.
And what was cool is you had the champion on the outside kind of, okay,
yeah.
Yep, but you're still not ready to face me.
Right.
That was cool.
Yeah, and you had, you know, you said Josephus was in action too.
He
took on Murdoch.
Yep.
Tried to hit him with the powder.
Backfired. You could only go to the well so many times.
And dude, the guy did a bulldog off the top rope.
It was cool.
It was really cool.
And guess what? He got the pinfall.
He totally got the pin.
That was the end of the match.
No
that
false finishes.
Yep.
I saw one move Tim Storm did I haven't seen since early 80s.
What was it?
It was the hand clap behind the head, the ear boxing. Yep. Doing the ear boxing.
Yep.
And of course, that dazes you.
Yeah.
Throws off your
and
equilibrium.
And Cornette will tell you. He's right there.
It's simple. It's to the point. The storyline continues. I mean, we still haven't heard Camille talk.
Yeah.
Now they're doing like hashtag ask Camille.
Yeah.
You know, so they're really taking advantage of it. And they even advanced the waffles and tires.
They did.
So now it's like, what, you buy four waffles, you get four tire irons free?
Yeah, and they're painted in gold.
No, painted in solid gold.
Solid gold. My bad.
Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Tim Falk.
Did you see did you see Austin Idol's new promo?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's talking about, I didn't catch the rest. I caught the first half, then I had to answer a phone call. But
I kind of wanted to open it up and have us react to it.
It was pretty funny.
Search for the Austin Idol kayfabe cocktail.
Yes, that's what it was.
It was so
but it
good.
It looked like a martini glass with just water
in it.
It
looked just like straight up water. Yeah. But it's the kayfabe cocktail. He's like, Saturday night, you're at home by yourself, and so is that cute girl next door. Why don't you invite her over for a kayfabe cocktail? It was just super funny, man.
I'm not finding it here. Let's see here if it's on videos. No, they don't have it up yet.
That's all right.
They don't have it
You'll
up
have
yet.
To go back and watch the actual
watch
Power
the NWA
episode.
Power episode. It's one of the first commercials that you see.
And it's just I
did it, did they ever reveal that it was just water?
No. It's cuz it's well, in the end he like hints to it and he's like, "I can't actually tell you what's in the glass cuz kayfabe, dude." It was super funny.
All right, dude, is it time?
Predictions.
I'm not ready for this.
Assumptions.
Okay, here's the thing. There's a lot of other podcasts and there's a lot of other video folks that do these predictions. And this one, I'm really disappointed because they're not putting anything on the line on this. But that's not us.
No way, man.
We're putting it all on the line.
All on the line.
Well, not the briefcase, but we're definitely going to put the Pro Wrestling Lifers
title. Your
time
is ticking on that.
Which I am the current title holder.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about it. Jump into the first match. Let's talk about Natalya and Lacey Evans.
Yeah.
Kind of unusual because, and obviously with storylines that are going on right now, Natalya and Lacey Evans had this feud.
Yeah, it was like a couple few weeks ago it kind of went, you know, they kind of did the whole payoff for that. Could you imagine? All right, well, first off, we don't know what this is going to look like, what their gear is going to be like, what
Nothing.
Their entrance is going to be like. But could you imagine if Lacey wins, how angry they're going to be?
Why would they be angry?
I just think because she's a heel and she's a woman. That's like two things people hate in Saudi Arabia.
I don't know the culture.
Quite frankly.
I don't know the culture too well, so I can't comment on that. But Natalya did come back out, with the tag team match, and it was just before the entire, the draft?
Yeah.
Where they both got drafted to two different brands.
And they put on a good match.
They put on a good match as a tag team, but now they're facing each other again. So, again, with Crown Jewel, a lot of this is, you know, a lot of people on the inside call it a glorified house show. The freaking, you know, pyro and everything is not a house show.
Oh, gosh. It's so good.
It's sick.
The setup, the sound, the lighting.
It is so good. It's WrestleMania-like.
Yeah, but the only downfall is that crowd.
Yeah, the crowd's not really. I mean, some of the kids that are in the seats and plus these plush seats that they have, they're watching video games and not even paying attention. But who do you have in this match and how come?
I'm going to pick. Oh, that's hard.
That's what she said.
Who, Lana? You're a sex addict!
Wow.
I'm going to pick Lacey Evans.
All right.
Yep.
Such a surprise.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to.
I'm going
to
go with...
I'm not going to put two picks on it this time, because I could totally see Natty getting this win.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Natty.
Yep.
I don't know who's going to win. If there is going to be a winner, it just says singles match. So, is there a pre-show? We don't know. Could this be on
it?
It
doesn't seem like there would be because there isn't like that many matches, right?
No, there's always been a pre-show for Crown Jewel, and sometimes they've had one match pre-shows. It's
and
all
the
talk.
Rest to just build up.
Yeah, it's and there's a lot to talk about. I mean, there's some interesting caveat different matches. I'm sure they're going to do a feature on Mansoor, who is Saudi Arabia favorite.
Yep.
Who won the Battle Royal?
He's actually
the last
pretty
time.
Damn good, man.
Pretty good.
Like from that first event, he was there where they kind of waved. And then the next time they come back, he's competing. It was pretty cool.
Is he actually on NXT, on the brand?
I haven't seen him on
NXT UK.
I haven't seen him on NXT TV. I haven't seen him on the network, but I'm sure he's in the Performance Center in some capacity.
For sure. Well, let's talk about that one. Mansoor, Cesaro, another singles match, nothing on the line.
Yep.
It's just two incredibly gifted athletes fighting each other. Who do you got and why?
I'm going to take the home country kid.
So am I.
Yeah. I think if anyone's going to give this guy a great match, I mean, Cesaro, you cannot go wrong with that choice.
Well, and I think that I think Cesaro still isn't solidified in his role and where he's at. I believe he's on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I could be wrong on that. But I'm telling you. Finn Balor is bringing more to his club.
The Revival.
I don't think he's bringing the Revival first. I think Cesaro is his next pick. Or...
The OC.
Could be Sheamus.
Sheamus?
Dude, is Sheamus on NXT?
No, Sheamus is a Grand Slam champion. You can't bring him to NXT.
But, dude... Finn Balor was the first ever Universal Champion.
Yeah, for less than 24 hours. And then the rest was downhill for him, poor guy.
All right. So we've got this. Let's talk about this Battle Royal. 20-man Battle Royal.
I'm going to let you list off all the competitors.
The winner's face, because I've got them in front of me. The winner faces AJ Styles for the United States Championship. So obviously this is going to be early in the night.
I like AJ as a U.S. champ.
I do. I like him a lot. And here's the thing. Is this WWE is throwing us some curveballs. You have the 20-man Battle Royal, and then we think, oh, the match is going to be later in the night. Could it be back-to-back?
See, that's what I'm thinking. I'm wondering if the Battle Royal happens, right? You get a winner. That person is just blown up, exhausted from having to go through that whole match. And AJ comes down and says, we're going to do
Let's
our
do
match
now.
Right now while I have the advantage.
I really would be entertained by that more than waiting until the end of the night.
Exactly.
But here's the...
immediate payoff. Well, and AJ trying to be the bad guy, trying to take advantage of the situation, and maybe it backfires, maybe it doesn't.
Plus, he's going to have the OC in his corner, too.
You're damn right he is.
Sunil Singh, of course, the 24/7 48 title European holder.
Yep.
Mojo Rawley, who we haven't heard of in a while. Eric Rowan, who just had a huge loss to Seth Rollins, which I was disappointed in. R-Truth, Sin Cara.
Hold on, R-Truth... It has Carmella,
yeah,
in the recording studio working on a rap song.
Really?
On Total Divas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, this happened, you know, months ago.
I know, but it's new to us. We don't know that. It's just cool. And literally the first time she steps in the booth, she trips over the door, eats it right on the floor.
Nice. she chip a tooth.
I was like, maybe that's a sign.
So
maybe that's a sign.
Is the song Mella is Money? Is that what it is?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be something cool.
All right, so you got R-Truth, Sin Cara, who is looking great back.
Sin Cara, who is this manager he has now?
I don't know.
What is her name?
It was a great, I honestly, I saw somebody in the outskirts. I don't know who that is.
It got me excited about Sin Cara. That hasn't happened since forever.
Right, and he looked really good against Andrade, too.
Yep.
Get this name. The Brian Kendrick.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
From the 205 Live.
I'm cool with that.
Also, I believe a former U.S. champ, a cruiserweight champ. Hooah, 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 Titus O'Neil. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more like this.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Yeah, whatever. Tony Nese, Akira Tozawa, Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, dude.
Apollo Crews.
Okay.
Buddy Murphy.
Buddy frickin' Murphy.
The best, worst kept secret. Andrade, Drake Maverick, Eric Young. Why?
Yeah.
Luke Harper. Interesting.
Okay.
Cedric Alexander, Heath Slater.
Not Cedric the Entertainer.
No. Heath Slater, he's got kids. Humberto Carrillo, and Noe Jose. So out of all those heavyweights, I'm going to narrow it down to your top five. All
right? Right. Well, first, I did pull up the name of Sin Cara's new manager. It's Catalina.
Wasn't she in NXT for a while?
I believe so.
Okay.
I think that's
super
cool.
But she has like this wicked Japan mask
it's so
or whatever.
Cool.
It is pretty sweet looking. Okay. So I'm thinking that Eric Rowan is going to be in the top five somewhere.
You got to think. Yeah, but then are you going to have, you know, bad guy versus bad guy?
Here's the thing. You're going to have Eric Rowan. You've got to have Luke Harper in there. You've got to have somebody small like a Drake Maverick in there. Buddy Murphy, Andrade. I believe maybe Shelton Benjamin, and then Humberto Carrillo.
Are we going to have the 24/7 title defended during this battle royal?
That's a good possibility.
It'd be cool.
It would be cool. And if that should we see who would R-Truth get his baby back during this?
I hope so.
Well, let's figure this out. Who do you think is going to win?
Dude, you know, I don't even know. I'd have to look at all these freaking names again. There's so many of them. You know,
I mean, having the 24/7 championship does
R-Truth could be cool.
Push you up. And again, this is for a shot at AJ Styles later in the night.
You know what? You know what? Buddy Murphy.
You know what?
I'm going with Buddy.
I like Buddy Murphy. But I think
him and AJ.
Him and AJ. But here's the thing. Out of there's three people that him and AJ would make. You know, this person and AJ would make a great match. Cedric Alexander, we've seen it before.
Yep.
Humberto Carrillo, we've seen that just recently.
Yeah.
And Buddy Murphy. I don't think we've ever seen Buddy Murphy.
No, I don't think so.
Because his big match was with Seth Rollins, which was phenomenal. Andrade should be up there as well.
Yeah. So, but I mean, logic would tell you it's going to be that guy. you just said his name. I can't say it.
Humberto?
No. Whichever, yeah.
Cedric Alexander.
No, this guy, Humberto the guy Carrillo. That just faced Seth recently. I mean, I could see him winning it.
Right. Buddy Murphy, I think, is a good idea. I don't think he's going to win the title if he goes. I'm going to go with the Humberto.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
I just think, you know, either of those guys would tear it down with AJ Styles.
I wonder how long it's going to be for Humberto gets a singular name.
Right.
Because his last name is Carrillo. I don't know if it's going to be Humberto or Humby, you know, or Shorty H.
Shorty G.
Oh, my God.
Why isn't he in the match?
All right, so AJ Styles and the Battle Royal winner. Who's winning that match?
The winner of the Battle Royal.
Really?
Yep.
Battle Royal winner.
I immediately regret that pick, actually.
JR.
Too late.
I'm going with Moose.
The show's starting to get serious. It's getting hot in here. The jacket's coming off.
All right, so now we figured it out, the nine-team tag team turmoil match. And this is for the WWE World Cup.
Yeah, break this down how this match is going to happen, actually.
So basically, you start off if you have a four-team tag team turmoil match, there's a team in each corner. Once your team's eliminated, you leave. This one, once your team's eliminated, another one comes to the ring, apparently.
Gotcha.
There's nine teams. The New Day, the Viking Raiders, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, let's see here, Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, Revival, the OC, Rudolph, Dolph Ziggler, as well as Robert Roode, and the B Team. I'm going to go ahead and immediately X out the B Team, Lucha House Party, Kurt Hawkins and Ryder, and the OC. I'll cross all those out. I'm not too fond of the New Day. I don't think the champs are going to win it. So the Revival as well as the Viking Raiders are done. So my thing is either Heavy Machinery.
Okay.
Or Rudolph.
Yeah, I was going to say Rudolph. I could totally see them toting around that World Cup.
It's going to have to benefit. I could see the New Day walking around with it, but I don't think it benefits
anything. They could fit a lot of pancakes in it.
I don't think it benefits the champs to win it, because all you do then, if they don't win it, is you have an excuse. We won the World Cup over you.
Yeah.
You know, so
we want the titles now.
So is it the New Day? Is it Heavy Machinery? Or is it Rudolph?
I'm thinking Rudolph.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good pick, dude.
Like I said, because I could totally see them just toting that thing around, rubbing it in everyone's face, using it as a way to get back the titles kind of thing.
I'm going to go with Heavy Machinery.
Nice.
Because I can't wait for Otis and Tucker to walk around with their protein powder drinks.
Oh, gosh.
Drinking it out of that cup.
Yep.
And just getting crazy with the steaks and weights.
That could be good, man. I like those guys.
I think it's great. I think, they deserve something.
Right.
So, I don't know. Fans love them. I think this is going to be a very fan-friendly show.
Mandy Rose doesn't.
You know what? After he gets the World Cup, maybe that'll
change your tone.
Wow, he's a winner.
Yep.
All right, Brock Lesnar. Well, before we get into Brock Lesnar, let's talk about. Jeez, there's so much still to talk about. Braun Strowman, Tyson Fury. Apparently, his finisher, Tyson Fury's finisher, leaked online. Did you see that?
No,
didn't see it either. If they're leaking a finisher, for Tyson Fury, Braun Strowman, who's going to win this match?
You know, it could literally be the end of Braun Strowman.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with, but I could totally see it ending in a no contest, too.
I can, too.
You know?
And that's an option.
Yeah, I'm just going to go Fury.
You're going to go with Fury?
Yeah, I know he's not going to be around long term, but it's just, I don't know. I think in some form or fashion, he gets the win. But what does that mean for Strowman?
Well, I don't think Strowman is going to lose cleanly. I think that Tyson Fury is going to have either help from a corner or a distraction or something because I wouldn't be surprised if it wraps up with, Dolph Ziggler somehow or something of how this thing got started. Possibly another boxer coming out and whacking him in the head or something, too.
Could be cool.
Sky's the limit with money. And this is the kind of match where you're going to have some shenanigans.
Well, here's the thing. This whole Tyson Fury thing was supposed to be like a huge draw, right?
Right.
It didn't really pique my interest at all. I was more, what is Brock up to?
Again, this is what we're talking
about. One of WWE's own guys.
This is what we're talking about with spectacles. AEW is a spectacle. This pay-per-view is a spectacle. It's going to be a fan pay-per-view. We're talking about house shows, how everybody goes home happy. I think a lot of people are going to be going home happy on this.
Yeah.
That's why I'm also picking Tyson Fury.
Gotcha.
All right, let's talk about Team Hogan.
Yep.
Team Flair. Pound for pound, Team Flair is devastating.
Oh, gosh.
Now, Team Hogan has Roman Reigns.
Right.
Rusev, Ricochet, Shorty G, and Ali.
You think that's a good team, but right when you compare them to Team Flair.
Team Flair, Randy Orton, King Corbin, Bobby Lashley, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Drew Stinkin' McIntyre.
Golly, dude.
So, as we said before and as I talked about, I think Bobby Lashley, Rusev aren't going to be a big factor in this match because they're going to get together and beat the crap out of each other.
I could see them getting into it, in the ring, spilling outside,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm thinking all the way up the ramp, but then I started to think how long that friggin' ramp is. I don't know.
It's a long ramp. I think Shorty G is probably the first one to go.
Yeah.
Or King Corbin. Those two are going to get together, I'm sure. You got, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, they've been fighting a lot lately. They'll get together. Randy Orton is the oddball here because he could beat up anybody at this time. You've got Lashley and Rusev. Roman, look, I'm just going to pick Team Hogan.
Yeah.
It's a fan favorite event.
Yeah.
Team Flair, pound for pound, should win this event when it comes to all the powerhouse players. I just don't see Team Flair winning.
I could totally see Roman Reigns getting the big win.
I could see it too. I could see him actually getting the pin.
Yeah, same.
Him or Ali.
That could be cool.
I think Ali might
but
even get the
doesn't
pin.
Something in the back of your mind say McIntyre could win it for Team Flair?
It does.
Yeah.
This is where they've done this right, where we still question it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't take this. And when I say a lot of people, I'm talking about like people that just think they know it all about wrestling.
Right.
They don't take this seriously, and we're not taking it seriously. This is all fun. This is why we do it.
Exactly.
But I can see all these different angles, but Drew McIntyre should be one of the biggest things standing at the end of this match.
Yeah.
But I can totally see the hand being waved up to the ear.
It's down to like a three-on-one.
At the very end of the match.
And Reigns kind of overcomes the odds. So I'm going to pick Roman too, even though it could be interesting to see McIntyre get the win.
Yeah, so we're both going for Team Hogan?
Yeah.
Here's the other question on this match. Do you see Flair, Hogan trade some shots?
You know they want to. You know without a doubt they want to. Are they going to allow that to happen? No.
As we've seen Ric Flair in the last couple of weeks, I don't know if he could take another shot to the head.
No. Gosh, no.
And the way that Hogan was clutching that crutch in the airport, I don't know if that's a good idea either. So I think at the end of the match, though, it's going to be dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes crashing down.
We're going to get Roman and Hogan in the middle of the ring doing the whole double bicep.
Yeah. And maybe even Rusev, too, if he comes back.
Yeah.
I think Ali is going to be a part of the end, too. I think he's going to be
I don't know. I think with Rusev's disease, his addiction, I think he's in a pretty safe place.
Yeah, I think he's... Or do you think he's going to be like, hey, guys, I'm out.
Yeah.
I got things to do.
I got things to do.
All right, two more matches to talk about. Let's just go ahead and talk about Seth Rollins and The Fiend. This is something unreal to unpack.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a part two of Hell in a Cell, which everybody hopes not? But the caveat is Fox Count Anywhere to this match, and their match cannot be stopped for any reason.
So, oh, really? Like a Hell in a Cell match?
Right. Here's the problem with that. It doesn't say that there must be a winner.
Right.
Seth Rollins wins this match.
Dude, I don't know.
Or
man.
It's no contest. I mean, I can't decide between
if they
the
do
two.
Another
There's
no contest.
There's no way The Fiend is winning this match.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, kind of like your Hell in a Cell, the cage match that you saw, that he ran out and The Fiend didn't.
This whole thing like has to stop.
Well, the only way it stops is... Either you finish the story.
Right.
Or you get The Fiend the belt.
Here's the thing. We could be surprised and WWE might totally redeem themselves.
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying? Like they've done that where we're like, oh, I'm so nervous about this. We're not going to enjoy it. And then boom, knocked out of the park.
For people to believe that these aren't glorified house shows, that these are pay-per-views that people don't want to see, they have to do something big.
Yeah.
And if they don't do something big on this pay-per-view, do you want to watch the next one?
No.
I mean, anyway, I think Seth Rollins wins this match. Seth Rollins is on Raw. He is the Raw champion.
Yep.
So, or the Universal champion. The Fiend is on SmackDown. I don't see the Universal Champion, because if that goes to SmackDown, then you're going to see a different outcome in the final match, because they're going to split those belts. So that's for that reason alone, it's either no contest, The Fiend gets disqualified.
Is that a possibility?
Oh, it can't be stopped.
So how much conversation right now is going on with the WWE creative team? On what do we do? Where do we go? How do we surprise people? Do we need to surprise people? Should we keep it simple? Should we? How much discussion is going on right now?
If I wanted to put that,
do they have their plan already in order?
I think this whole plan is, you know, has been reworked since Hell in a Cell, since it was, oh, that kind of backfired,
right?
Or if that was the plan to make it that way,
right?
I mean, we don't know exactly what they do, and I don't want to put on that hat.
It certainly invoked a reaction,
huge
Good
reaction,
gosh.
And it was noted backstage that when everybody started booing, Vince McMahon started laughing.
He was like, I gotcha,
because he knows
hook, line, and sinker. You all bought it.
You got that emotion. You got that money. So, Seth Rollins, The Fiend, what say you?
You know, I'm going to go, gosh, it's such a weird, web that's been woven here, but I'm just going to go with the champ. Honestly, my gut just says go with the champ.
Yeah, I don't know. They put so many, you know, different things. Falls count anywhere.
Falls count anywhere, and this match can't be ended for any reason, way, shape, or form.
But that doesn't mean...
Even decapitation.
That doesn't mean that Seth Rollins is going to back up a pickup truck on him and then pin him. So
bury him in cement or something.
Right. So I think Seth Rollins is the winner, so do you. Which makes me get to the last thing, which I'm a little interested in your reaction.
Here we go.
Brock Lesnar, Cain Velasquez, which... I don't know. The steam is the locomotive has kind of fell off the tracks with
really?
This one.
You didn't think what happened on SmackDown was real cool? Did you see where Brock got back a hold of Dominic?
Yes, that part was cool.
Super cool. And then Brock busts into their little trainer's room, right? Where, you know, for like the medical training staff, whatever.
I thought
and
that part
he comes
was
in
cool.
there, Did you see? He literally picks up Rey Mysterio, F5s him into the wall, right? And then he picks up Cain Velasquez, F5s him onto Dominic, and probably broke two of that poor kid's ribs.
Yeah, and it on was the trainer table.
Awesome. It was awesome.
I think before that, you saw Rey Mysterio doing a piss-poor job of acting. And you saw Rey Mysterio and Cain Velasquez in the ring doing a piss-poor job. That's where I was disappointed.
Yeah.
When Brock showed up and just totally dominated, I thought that was great. Usually when you see that, the championship changes hands.
Is Cain Velasquez going to surprise us?
Dude, here's the thing. He signed a long-term contract.
But I'm saying, is his performance going to surprise us?
I don't know.
Remember that way we were surprised with Ronda, how she kept just tearing the house down?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting that story here either.
I don't think we're getting this at all. I think it's the main event. Is it long or is it short?
I hope it's just an F5, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Well, you know Rey Mysterio is getting involved. Is Dominic going to get a shot in?
Does Dominic finally turn on his father?
Nah, I don't think that's happening here.
Yeah, because Brock's beat him up too many times.
But do you see Cain Velasquez put him down and have Dominic smack him or something like that?
I don't know.
I think that'd be cool if Dominic came out, smacked him in the face, and that hypes him up like, now I'm going to bury Cain Velasquez.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my God.
He just woke up the beast.
He's a scary man.
He is.
Gosh.
He is. And surprisingly, in that whole airport situation and stuff like that, there's things online saying that actually, Brock Lesnar helped him with an airplane ride to Saudi Arabia or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know all the details. I just saw.
You got to think they're probably traveling together in some capacity.
Yeah, Brock is known to be kind of a jerk, but if you're his friend, he's really, really good to you.
Which I am. I can attest to that. He's a great guy. He's just a big old teddy bear. I'm just kidding. He's a friggin' ass kicker. He's a Viking.
I'm going with the Beast.
Yeah, I'm going with the Beast incarnate, too.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that...
Are our predictions going to come down to one here?
And Natty? No, we got Lacey. Lacey and Natty were separated. We've got the 20-man Battle Royal. We've got differences of opinion. We've got AJ Styles in the Battle Royal winner, which you miffed on. Tag team champions were different. We've just picked the Strowman...
Okay.
Brock Lesnar, Seth, and Team Hogan match the same.
Gotcha.
Mansoor. Yeah, so there's a lot of predictability out of the 9 matches. There's a lot of predictability except for the multi-team matches.
Right.
So who knows what that's, we could see Drake Maverick going for the U.S. Championship against AJ Styles.
We could.
So, I don't know.
And then maybe Drake will say, look, if you can't beat him, join him. I'm joining the OC.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he can't be in there.
I don't think so. I'd like to see him beat the tag team manager for Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
You know, Shinsuke Nakamura, wasn't he involved in the Bullet Club as well before AJ Styles?
I don't remember.
I'm trying to remember exactly because I watched that whole history. I know he has ties to that, I think, in some capacity. I don't know exactly, though, but that just kind of crossed my mind randomly.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we can find that out for next week.
I'll look it up, and I'll figure it out for next week.
Yeah, well, we got to go, dude.
Yeah, man, I got a lot to get to.
We got to go, and we got to go watch a couple of shows tonight. We got the big pay-per-view tomorrow.
Which one are you going to be watching live?
Actually, tonight, I probably am not going to be watching any of them live.
No. Which one are you going to watch first?
I've got some plans. I'm actually going to watch AEW first.
Boo!
NXT's lineup is not very impressive.
NXT!
Not very impressive lineup.
Shock the system.
I'll watch AEW first. But, we'll get to that. Plus the pay-per-view tomorrow. Happy Halloween to you.
You as well. It's my mom's birthday tomorrow. Halloween.
Dude, does she have like a tattoo, like a jack-o'-lantern?
She should.
Like Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice has.
She has like these hearts with me and my sister's name on them or whatever.
Oh, dude.
Not as cool.
Vanilla Ice was born on October 31st and he has a tattoo of a jack-o'-lantern.
You should.
I mean, why not?
Right?
So, you dressing up?
Well, I kind of already, this past weekend, I DJed a Halloween party.
Right.
So I don't think I'm going to wear the same, I'm going to be on the air hanging out, so.
Yeah, you're going to be comparing notes with trick-or-treaters and what's in their bag.
No, but I'm going to encourage folks to swing by and the, playhouse and get some Reese cups, whatever.
Do you have like a doorbell or something like that?
Yeah.
Trick or treat.
Who's in the playhouse? Hey, trick or treat.
Nice. That'll be cool.
Yeah, man.
That'll be cool. I'll be passing out candy to the kids in the neighborhood and 15 other neighborhoods around us.
Right. So your neighborhood actually does that still? Because I know a lot just do the trunk or treat thing.
No, dude. We're all out.
Good.
All
good.
Out. I'll set out. I've got this Frankenstein where you reach into his head to get the candy.
Oh.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. So are you going to be able to watch Crown Royal tomorrow?
Crown Jewel?
Yeah.
I got you saying it now. I'm watching that tomorrow for sure because I've got two appearances off the agenda here.
Yeah.
And so once I'm out of there, I'll be watching that while I get ready for the kids.
Cool.
Yeah. It'll be cool. No spoilers.
No. I won't text you. Watching it live. I will take some notes and we could get surprised. I don't know. We're gonna find out.
Every single time we do this, we hope that we are.
Yeah.
And we're not.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't think the thing that would shock the system of anything would be Seth Rollins and The Fiend.
Shock the system.
I think that's the only thing that could be shocking in this whole thing. Or actually, the other thing that could happen, AJ Styles loses his U.S. Right. championship.
Well, we're going to find out in less than 24 hours. For Moose, I'm JR. This has been Pro Wrestling Lifers, and we'll catch you next week.
Brother.
Bye.
Ripper.